this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
Today, the Vice President and I told them on behalf of the American people that our hearts are broken too.
President Barack Obama in Orlando, Florida today cited Sunday's mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub that killed 49 people and wounded more than 50. Mr. Obama met with some of the victims, family members, and emergency personnel who responded to the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. And he talked about the problem that allowed the situation to happen.
This debate needs to change. It's outgrown the old political stalemates. The notion that the answer to this tragedy would be to make sure that more people in a nightclub are similarly armed to the killer defies common sense. Those who defend the easy accessibility of assault weapons should meet these families and explain why that makes sense.
Mr. Obama called on Congress to take action against the availability of assault weapons in the United States. Meanwhile, federal agents say the wife of the man who carried out the shooting and was killed in the attack, Omar Mateen, had some knowledge of his plans. A federal law enforcement official says a federal grand jury will consider whether to bring charges against wife Noor Zahi Salman. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency told Congress Thursday the Islamic State is planning more attacks in Western countries to compensate for U.S.-led military movements against the terror group. Despite losing ground in Iraq and Syria, CIA Director John Brennan says Islamic State terror group has no intention of fading away and instead is shifting focus to ensure it remains the world's top terror organization through lone wolf or solitary man attacks. This is VOA News. A member of the British Parliament is dead after being shot and stabbed in northern England, according to UK officials. Joe Cox, a 41-year-old member of the opposition Labour Party and a mother of two, was shot and stabbed near Leeds today. A 52-year-old male suspect is in custody, and West Yorkshire officials say they believe no further arrests will be made. With 1 week before the EU referendum, campaigning has been cancelled across the country for the day. British Prime Minister David Cameron talking about the country's loss.
She was a bright star, no doubt about it, a star for her constituents, a star in Parliament, and a star right across the House. And we've lost a star, but above all, I'm thinking of her husband, Brendan, the children, the family, and her constituents who will be feeling this huge sense of loss tonight. And I think it's right we stop the campaigning activity, we think of them, and think of what they've lost.
A spokesman for a rival group which backs the so-called Brexit says its group has also stopped campaigning for the day. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence starting today over the northern Syrian city of Aleppo as it backs the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Syria and Russia over military action that has undermined 4 months' cessation of hostilities. Mr. Kerry accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing the ceasefire while continuing their campaign to retake the city. He spoke from the Norwegian capital of Oslo on Wednesday.
So we've made it very clear that unless we get a better definition of how this cessation is going to work, how it will be enforced, who it applies to, how it is applied, we are not going to sit there while Assad continues to offensively assault Aleppo and while Russia continues to support in that effort.
Meantime, United Nations experts and investigators say there's been a systematic campaign of rape, slavery, and killing by Islamic State militants against Yazidis that amounts to a genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria released its report Thursday. Paulo Pinheiro is the chairperson of that commission.
And the transfer of Yazidi children from their own families and placing them with ISIS fighters. The public statement and conduct of ISIS and its fighters clearly demonstrate that ISIS intended to destroy the Yazidis of Sinjar in whole or in part.
Islamic State fighters conversed on Sinjar in August 2014, killing hundreds of Yazidis who refused to convert to Islam. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.